أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا وأولئك هم المفلحون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the munafiqeen and their attitude towards the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Kitab of Allah whenever they are summoned towards the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to judge between them, to pass a ruling amongst them regarding any issue and regarding a dispute that may occur amongst the Muslims and amongst the munafiqeen. They are completely averse towards the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards the Kitab of Allah, unless they know the judgment will go in their way. If they know the judgment will go in their way, then they are prepared to go to the Quran, and then they are prepared to listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when they feel that the judgment or the decision will not go their way, and it will go against them, then they turn away from the Book of Allah. Now that is the attitude Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says of the munafiqeen. Allah now speaks of the believers, the true believers, not the hypocrites, the true believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of their attitude whenever they are told there is an issue, there is a dispute, and they need a resolution, and they need a decision to be taken and a judgment to be passed. When they are told that come to the Book of Allah, and they are told that come before the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is their attitude and how do they react? Allah says, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The only reply that the believers will give when they are called, إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, when they are summoned to Allah and when they are told to come to the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that he can judge between them and so that he can pass the ruling, Allah says the only response you will hear from them is what? أَيَّقُولُ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. They will say, we have heard and we have obeyed. That is it. That is the believer. We will surrender to the Book of Allah. We will surrender to the command of Allah. Whether the judgment goes against us or the judgment goes in our favor, for us or against us, we have heard and we have obeyed. That is the believer. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those are the ones who are truly successful. Even if the judgment does not go your way, Allah says you are still successful. Even though the ruling goes against what you wanted and against what you are fighting for, but you chose to make the Quran the judge, and you chose to make the Sunnah or the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the judge between you, and you are happy with the outcome of the decision, even if the judgment does not go your way, Allah says you are among the successful ones. Why? Because you had surrendered to the will of Allah and to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants from you. Allah then says, وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهِ, the one who obeys Allah, وَرَسُولَهِ, and the one who obeys the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَخْشَ اللَّهِ, and he has the awe of Allah in his heart. This is what will cause us to surrender to Allah, is we must develop the awe of Allah. Awe of Allah, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take me to task for anything that I do or say that is not in conformity with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. So whoever obeys Allah, whoever obeys the Rasul of Allah, وَيَخْشَ اللَّهِ, whoever has the awe of Allah within his heart, وَيَتَّقْهِ, and whoever develops the taqwa of Allah, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, those are the ones who are victorious. This ayah has a beautiful incident related to it. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he was once standing in Al-Masjid al-Nabawi. And as he was standing there, a Roman soldier came and stood next to him, and he pronounced the Shahada, the Roman soldier. He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala turned to the man and he said, what is this? What are you doing? He says, I have embraced Islam. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala wanted to know why, because he's a Roman soldier and the Romans were at war with the Muslims. So Umar radiallahu anhu asked this man, he said, what is the reason? Why have you embraced Islam? So he said that I have studied all the divine scripture. I have studied the Zabur, I have studied the Torah and the Injil. And I'm well versed in all these divine scriptures. He says, but once I heard a Muslim prisoner, there was a Muslim during the battle, we had taken him as a prisoner, and I heard him recite a verse of the Quran, and when I heard this verse of the Quran, I said, whatever I've learned from all the divine scriptures, all of that, I found it to be condensed in one verse of the Quran. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, what verse are you referring to? And he recited this exact verse. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهِ The one who obeys Allah. وَرَسُولَهِ He obeys the Messenger of Allah. وَيَخْشَ اللَّهِ He has the awe of Allah in his heart at all times. وَيَتَّقْهِ He has developed Allah consciousness. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ They are the victorious one. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then allowed him to elaborate and explain this ayah, what he had understood. And he says that what I have understood, the Roman is saying, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهِ The first part, whoever obeys Allah, this is referring to all the rights that Allah has over you. All the rights that Allah has over you. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهِ So the one who fulfills all those rights. Whatever Allah has obligated upon you, you carry it out. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited you from doing, you abstain from it. So it's referring to all the injunctions that Allah has legislated. وَرَسُولَهُ The second part is, and whoever obeys the Rasul of Allah refers to everything that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has legislated, meaning the Sunnah. So this covers both. Whatever is found in the Quran and whatever is found in the Sunnah. The third is يَخْشَ اللَّهُ The one developed the awe of Allah. He says this is referring to your past lives. You look at your past and you think of your past and you know you could have been a better person. And there are many things you did in the past which you regret doing. And you feel you could have turned back the hands of time so that you could have done things differently. When you think of that, what does it create in your heart? The awe of Allah. That creates the awe of Allah. One of the best ways to create within the heart and to develop humility in the heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to think over your past. Think about the mistakes that you made in the past. When you think of that, it creates awe of Allah in the heart. It creates humility in the heart. So that is, he says, so وَيَخْشَ اللَّهِ That refers to your past life. And وَيَتَّقْهِ The fourth advice we are given here is the one who develops taqwa of Allah. He says that is with regards to your future. What does taqwa mean? Taqwa means you erect a protective shield between you and the disobedience of Allah. That's taqwa. What is taqwa? Waqa yaqi. It comes from waqa yaqi wiqayatan. To understand taqwa, you have an understanding of what taqwa is. Is today, for example, people are adopting preventative measures. One, to protect themselves against a virus. That is a form of taqwa. That's an example for us to understand taqwa. So there are all these preventative measures that are taken in order to protect yourself from a physical virus. That is taqwa. There are other viruses, spiritual viruses, so we must also adopt those measures. So there is the sanitizer of the heart. What is the sanitizer of the heart? The Quran is the sanitizer of the heart. There is the mask that you put on. What is the mask that you put on? The spiritual mask, the dhikr of Allah. Fasting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting is a mask. Fasting is a shield. What type of visor or what type of shield or what type of mask is fasting? It is a spiritual visor that will protect you from the spiritual maladies, viruses and sicknesses, and so on and so forth. So like how we are adopting taqwa in the literal sense, when it comes to protecting ourselves against viruses, against crime, against all types of dangers out there, physical dangers, similarly there is the spiritual taqwa. So he said this part, number four, where Allah says, وَيَتَّقْهِ And that person develops taqwa. He says this is related to the future. This is now, you looked at your past, it created awe within you. You don't want to make the same mistakes in the future. So what you do now to protect yourself going forward is you develop the hope. You develop a defense mechanism, or you put on this protective spiritual gear around yourself so that you do not commit the past of the mistake. So this was a beautiful explanation the Roman had given to this verse. It covers everything. It covers everything in your life. So when Umar radiallahu ta'ala heard this explanation and what he understood from this ayah, he was quite amazed and really appreciated the explanation that was given by this new Muslim. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ Allah says, you live your life by these four things, you will be victorious. And who is al-fa'iz? Fa'izun is a plural of fa'iz. Fa'iz is the one who is granted entry into paradise and he will be saved from the fire of Jahannam.